The treaty is the fruit of long and bitter debate. It aims to reform and streamline European Union institutions and give more cohesion and power to the 27-member bloc. There are still unresolved issues. Poland wants changes to EU voting rules. Italy isn't happy with the allocation of European parliamentary seats. But many of the larger stumbling blocks were resolved at a June summit in Germany. An analyst at the Center for European Reform in London, Hugo Brady, says agreement at Lisbon on the new treaty is by no means certain.
There are a number of issues hovering around the summit, but none of which on its own I would expect to crash the summit or collapse the negotiations. Because the reality is, the reason why all these issues seem so small and petty is because the real flesh and blood of this negotiation has already been gotten out of the way last June.
The new agreement would extend the EU rotating presidency to a 2-year term. It would also give the EU greater say in foreign and internal security policy. But it is far less ambitious than a draft European constitution that members previously agreed on. The constitution was put on hold in 2005 after French and Dutch voters rejected it in referendums. Even if agreed on by member nations, this latest treaty must still be ratified by all 27 EU states. Analyst Hugo Brady says that's not a sure bet.
I think any set of EU reforms in future, the question should not be, is there any chance of them not getting through? The question should be, after the votes in 2005, is there any chance of them being ratified at all?
Supporters argue that a new treaty is essential to enact critical reforms in the European Union and allow it to grow in the future. But skeptics argue the bloc is carried on to date without a new treaty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.